Well, how much longer?
We don't have that much further to go, but you want to take a break and stretch your legs a little?
Not particularly.
Okay.
I'm just very comfortable. How about you?
I'm doing fine, if you don't mind continuing on here.
I don't mind.
Okay. Didn't want to wear you out. I'd be glad
to. Oh, well.
Take some time off if you... Okay.
You know, we talked one time down at school for about 2 hours.
Mm.
And had an interview. We were chosen as the grandparents of the fourth grade. And we told about the early history of the country there, the roads, the kind of equipment we use, the machinery. And they made a tape of it, and that tape disappeared.
Mm.
They thought somebody erased it accidentally.
Isn't that terrible?
But I think somebody wanted it and took it.
And took it. Let me ask you, are there any other names that people around here might have had for wild horses? What would people have called, like, packs of wild horses or a wild horse?
Victor should remember that. He doesn't remember quite as well as he used to.
Mm-hmm.
Right off, I can't think.
Okay.
I would think of the Ramada.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Ramada?
Bermuda.
Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what they call it.
There was a name for them, but I don't remember what it is.
Okay. Could you tell me other kind of wild animals that you might find in this area? And, you know, as someone new, I don't know many of them, and I was wondering what kind of wild animals.
Well, you mean like...
anything that wasn't domestic.
Skunks and foxes,
mm-hmm,
and coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need...
Yeah, just as many. No, just as many as you.
Getting it recorded anyway.
Yes.
Lions. We do have some lions that go through the country.
Are those mountain lions?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever call them anything else besides mountain lions? You ever hear them called?
I suppose they do.
Ever hear them called cougars or?
Yes.
Pumas.
But I think mountain lion is the general term.
Okay. There's another one you might see in a park or in a tree. Has a bushy tail.
There's a bear and a porcupine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how about a small mammal that you would find with a bushy tail, lives up in tree and eats nuts?
Squirrel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We have quite a few squirrels.
Are there different kinds?
Yes, there's a bushy-tailed squirrel and there's a little striped chipmunk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And we have a lot of those in the mountains, mm-hmm, too.
Have you ever heard of an Abert's squirrel?
No, I never have.
Yes. Has real kind of funny ears that poke out.
Do they have tassels on them? They have tassel ears.
Yes.
And the jumping squirrel.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know whether they have them at this elevation or not, but I think they have them in the mountains.
Mm. Okay. Do they have prairie dogs around here?
Oh, yes.
Is that what people call them?
Mm-hmm. They call them prairie dogs. And they're, I saw in the paper where they had a fund to get rid of them.
Mm.
And over around Norwood and places like that, you know, they have regular shoots.
Mm.
And they are pests.
Mm. Where do they live?
They live under the ground. They make a burrow, dig up the ground, and they're smart little rascals.
Mm.
And you think you can drown them out, and if you aren't careful, they'll get up and laugh at you out there on the other knoll because they dig.
Dig
through the burrow.
What are those communities where they live? What are they called?
I don't know.
You ever hear them called dog towns or?
Yes, okay. I've heard that.
Okay.
I wasn't really sure that that was what they called, that was an official name.
Well, somebody had mentioned that to me and I just, mm-hmm, I wondered if.
Yes, they are prairie dog towns.
Okay.
Oh, we've had lots of them and we've killed a lot. And you know, the Indians used to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they still do if they can get them.
Mm-hmm. Is a prairie dog different than a gopher?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What's a gopher? Is it bigger or smaller?
It's about the same.
A lot smaller. Mm. A gopher is just a big mouse, and it's got sharp teeth and